Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 3rd December 2021. Top stories for today. Health Minister Khairi Jamaluddin said Malaysia has detected its first case of the Omicron coronavirus variant in a foreign student who was quarantined after arrival from South Africa 2 weeks ago. According to Khairi, the 19-year-old female student, who was asymptomatic and had been vaccinated, had tested positive for COVID-19 upon arrival in KLIA via Singapore and was quarantined for 10 days before being released on November 29th. The Malaysia-Singapore Vaccinated Travel Lane (VTL) will remain open despite the detection of the Omicron COVID-19 variant in both countries, Health Minister Khairi Jamaluddin said earlier today. Khairi said the health authorities of both countries were sharing daily updates on their respective COVID-19 domestic situation. Meanwhile, about 47 more people died in Malaysia from COVID-19. According to the Health Ministry's latest data updated at midnight, this brings the cumulative deaths from COVID-19 to 30,521. According to the COVIDNow website, 12 were brought in dead. As of yesterday, about 97% of the adult population in the country have completed their COVID-19 vaccination. On the international front, the Indian Medical Association, IMA, called for a nationwide protest today in order to protest against the rising number of violent attacks against doctors in the country. Over 200 senior doctors of various state-run hospitals across the state tendered resignation from their services to show solidarity with the agitators. Listing conditions to call off the strike, the agitators said the West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee will have to visit the injured doctors at the hospital and her office should release a statement condemning the attack on them. India recorded about 9,260 new COVID-19 infections today after announcing its first two Omicron cases the previous day. The Omicron variant starts gaining a foothold in Asia this week, with cases reported from Australia, Japan, South Korea, Singapore, Malaysia and India. Many governments have responded by tightening travel rules. The World Health Organization today urges Asia-Pacific countries to boost their healthcare capacity and fully vaccinate their people to prepare for a surge in COVID-19 cases fueled by the new variant. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.